Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin, but as Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 627. We're in chapter 5 of the book, Do and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married. And it's an extremely important chapter 5 and chapter 6 together, called Communication, Gateway to Happy Marriage. And we developed this skill, and it'll enhance our marriage greatly. The idea of once a couple makes a commitment to spend quality time together in order to help their communication and working things through with each other, it's important to keep that routine throughout their marriage. What happens often is that initially they spend a lot of time together, quality time. They reach a state of compatibility. They both feel they can successfully communicate and get along with each other and continue with that idea of spending quality time together, but then they slowly diminish their time together. Sometimes it's life taking over, the achrayus with children and responsibilities. But the problem with this is that the downward trend of diminishing their time together has them fall into this monotony of a daily routine, meaning they could live peacefully together. They share their space and they share responsibilities. And most of their conversation is about managing finances and dividing household chores. They operate different schedules, so they hardly see each other. They hardly speak to each other during the day. And some, have different responsibilities and so on and so forth. And the result of all this is instead of feeling that they've grown closer to each other, they seem to be drifting apart away from each other. And it does not have to be this way. The biggest side, which we're going to talk about is yes, it life does this to us. And sometimes we're not able to spend as much time in, as the family grows with all its responsibilities and challenges to as much as we spend time when we were newlyweds or in Shana Rishayna or whatever. But it's extremely important to make it a commitment to connect again, despite that less time, despite the different schedules, and despite the responsibilities, to make it a priority number one to re-spark that Shana Rishayna aspect, which we spoke about at the end of last year, and to make it a permanent part of our daily routine. It must become a daily part of our permanent routine to spend more time with each other despite this hecticness of life and figure out ways to do so. What happens when a couple stops spending quality time with each other is similar. He gives a good example. This is Rabbi Chaim Morgenstern. Is a person buys a new car and was told by the dealer that you need to get an oil change after the first 5,000 miles, as an example. And he hears it. The odometer reaches 4,900. Doesn't listen. I got a couple of more miles and it's running smoothly. Then it hits the 5,000 mile mark. Doesn't pay attention to it. 5,100 miles. The motor starts making funny sounds. Brought it to the garage for a checkup. Mechanic asks him, when's the last time you got an oil change? He says he didn't think of it. It was running so smoothly. And the mechanic basically tells him, because of your negligence of not getting that oil change, now it needs extra extensive repairs. If you obeyed the instruction and done the oil change timely, you would have avoided a costly expense. The same applies to marriage. In order for a marriage to run smoothly, couples must continue to make time in their daily hectic life schedules to keep up their social conversations through their married life, to carve out time for that. Otherwise, the marriage does grow stale. And you need that mechanic, quote unquote, to repair that marriage. So that's the idea. So the question is, it's a legitimate question, where do we find time in our busy schedules to sit down and talk to each other? We need 26 hours a day, and it's not that, it's not a true challenge. It is sometimes. And the answer is motivation, ratzain. If you would give a couple even $50 a day, $1,500 a month, for every half hour they would spend engaging in just social talk with each other, you would find a way to do it. Money talks, you would do it. So that proves that you can motivate yourself, even if it seems impossible now. It seems it's impossible, we can't get time to talk. You will make the time, you will figure it out. It's a yisoid gadol. It's a yisoid gadol. We know ourselves, no matter how tight and hectic and our busy schedule is, we find time. We squeeze in things that are important to us to do. If a housewife is busy, really, really busy with her housework and tons of things that she must do, and she receives a surprise visit from her best friend from high school she hasn't spoken to for years, she's extremely excited, she's in the neighborhood, and she decides to surprise her so they should schmooze and catch up on their lives, and she's so full of joy and excitement, she puts away her household responsibilities, drops everything she's doing, sits down for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to enjoy some relaxing conversations with his friend, and you find the time. And then you'll catch up on your work. You will find the time. A Rav suggested to a couple who were having Shalom Bayis problems to start spending 15 minutes a day of quality time conversing with each other. Again, this is conversing with each other, not on tasks, do this, do that, do another thing, but really meaningful, fun and conversations with each other. And the couple, when they said they didn't have time because of their busy schedules, and he says, I don't understand. You find time to fight with each other, so you can't find 15 minutes to talk to each other socially. A lot of Rabbeim, a lot of Tzaddikim, Lubavitcher Rebbe made sure to have tea with his wife and speak to her every day by lunchtime, whenever it was, no matter how hectic his schedule was, what his schedule was like, you know, 18, 19, 20 hours a day, and so on and so forth, but made that commitment. We all need to make that commitment to spend whatever quality time needed, and we have to work through it and try our best with it. So that is the idea. There's a will, there's a way, there's a rutzen. You have to seize that opportunity. And very often we don't realize how much free time we actually have despite our busy week. And if you have a foresight, you'll be able to seize those moments. As an example, going to Simcha, right? Especially if you have to travel to get to the Simcha. That's an opportunity for the two of you to talk together. Time for a husband to spend time with their wife as they're driving, alone sometimes. Sometimes you could ask a shayla, you could find out. I know it's a chesed sometimes if people need to go to a wedding and another couple needs a ride and you give them a ride. And sometimes that's the right thing to do. And sometimes, in certain situations, you could ask a Rav if you want. They will tell you in certain situations, do not decline and say, I can't take anybody, and go alone. If you need the time in the marriage for each other alone, and it's a very hectic, and you're going to Simcha anyway, then you don't take other passengers, and you go alone. And, you know, instead of meeting up at the hall with different cars or taking another couple along, you go alone. And you don't have to speed and go in the left lane and try to get there like 10 minutes quicker. You leisurely go the regular right lane or middle lane normally. And you spend the quality and quantity time to spend together to talk to each other and to use the cell phone then only if it's urgent calls, that's just from a babysitter or something like that or whatever it is, and just spend time with one another in the car, and sometimes spend the car, you know, and you know, even before going to the hall, after going to the hall, you spend time with each other. That's one opportunity. Another time is to date nights. You figure out times, milestone dates, you know, the anniversary, birthday, day that you proposed, so whatever it may be. And you have those special date nights and you work through it. Shabbos is another golden opportunity. I know very often you're tired, but it's a sad that week after week passes without the Shabbos being used for this purpose, especially during winter months. You know, there's conflicting aspects of even winter months of whether the husband should go into Beis Medrash and learn for many hours in a Beis Medrash with their older sons or whatever it is, or with Chavrus. It's a beautiful thing. But you have to really have a shikol adas when you decide to do something like that. Because there is an aspect of you belong with your family on a Friday night, and you could learn at home on Friday night, and your children should see you learn on Friday night and feel the warmth and importance of a family structure and family being together on these long Friday nights. And you could get your learning in, and you could get your other conversations in, and you could get your connection with your husband, wife in the most beautiful way. So those long Friday nights are ideal times for young couples to spend time with each other and older couples to spend time with each other during the Suda, after the Suda, Yes, couples with children will require their parents' attention, you know, working with each other, interacting, games or whatever it is, but you'll have fine time to with each other as well, and Matzah Shabbosim as well. If the weather permits, you can have leisurely walks, couples to walk. In summer months, there's long Shabbos afternoons after naps to spend quality time together, to utilize the Shabbosim as well. You know, this is the idea. It's sad. It's you know, we don't blame ourselves, but the bottom line, it is so that husbands and wives get so involved in their personal lives that they hardly ever have time for themselves. But when you're motivated and you acknowledge the importance of spending time together, you can spend quality time together and succeed to find time for it. Here's a beautiful story that was told by Rav Moshe Aaron Stern about Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. He said that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld offered to spend some quality time with his wife, you know, together. And his wife refused. Why did she refuse? Because she felt guilty. How could I take away from his Torah study and from whatever spare time he had, you know, with the Kehillah and helping Klal Yisrael and his Torah? How could I take away his time? So his wife refused. He wanted to spend quality time with her, and she refused because she felt guilty. How could I take away his time? Now, but he knew that his wife would appreciate that spending time together. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld proposed, let's just have a study session with her, with you. Let's do Ein Yaakov together. Ein Yaakov is, again, the Talmud, the Agadah of the stories of the Chazal. And the Rebbetzin was happy and she accepted. And each day the Rav and her would learn together Ein Yaakov. He'd explain portions of the Ein Yaakov to his wife. A neighbor overheard Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld studying with his wife and thought he was giving a shiur. So he asked the wife if she should join, and the Rebbetzin didn't mind, but she would have to talk to her husband. So she spoke to the husband, Rabbi Yosef Chaim. Rabbi Yosef Chaim said that no, this shiur is exclusively yours, and there's no other way to get you to agree to my request to spend time with you other than doing the shiur. So that just shows how important it is, even for the Gedolei Yisrael, to do this, to spend quality time with their wives. So again, to reiterate the biggest side of this particular shir, which is most of chapter 5 of Communication, a Gateway to Happy Marriage, is this idea of spending quality time with each other, no matter how busy you are, carving out time for each other, connecting in that way, communicating in a healthy way, which we're going to talk about in the upcoming shiurim. It's an extremely important chapter, the dynamics of communication. And it's doable, it's workable. And again, you daven for it, and then you do the Hishtadlus, and Hashem may give you all Siyata Deshmaya to use this to enhance your marriages and bring special bracha into your lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.